Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
This is a special episode of Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, Finding Chase Masner, Episode 4.
This week marks 3 years since her son, Chase Masner, vanished in Cobb County.
Living the last 3 years with the not knowing and without him here is pure hell.
Chase Masner is an Iraq War veteran, a husband, a father.
His wife told us she dropped him off at a Quick Trip in Cobb County where he works.
His family says he was last seen at a friend's house in Kennesaw 3 years ago on March 27th.
It's like he vanished from that home, not to be seen or heard from again.
If he was able to reach out to any one of us, he would.
Despite some intense searching, few clues have been found.
She tells me that as a mother, in her heart, she feels her son Chase is dead.
We have absolutely no answers at all. Not even the slightest clue in 3 years.
We're back at square one, Stephanie, because we have to talk to Brad. That's the missing link here. Now, we know he has refused a polygraph and then stated again he will take a polygraph. I'm going looking for him. Armed with nothing but my iPhone, and I am going to find him. And I'm going to ask him what happened. I'm going to see what story he's going to tell me, and we'll take it from there.
Will you take a polygraph with me?
Do you want me to take a polygraph?
Yes. Not sitting right here. I'll set one up and just put the whole thing to rest.
I mean, I can, if that's what it takes, but it's just,
Don't be afraid of a polygraph. It's not a big deal. They're
it's
not
fine.
Hard at all.
I mean,
because now I know where you live, kind of.
Right. So are we done then?
Stephanie's on the way.
Stephanie.
On the way here?
To Dana. Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Dude, no, man. My apartment's destroyed.
No, this is.
I didn't know that.
I want to take a shower.
No, you were in an interview. I don't want to tell you.
Imagine not knowing whether your child is dead or alive. Imagine wondering every night when you put your head to the pillow. Where is he tonight? Does he need me? Is he hurting? Is he disoriented? Is he far from home? Is he dead? This is Crime Stories. I'm Nancy Grace. I am talking about missing young man, a husband and father of two little girls, an Iraqi war vet, a son, Chase Masner. For so long, his mother, Stephanie Cadena, has wanted to speak to the last person to see him alive. That person I called the wild card, Brad Clement, the last person to see Chase alive. And now, Stephanie is going to join us to put those questions to Brad Clements that she's wanted to ask for so long. Simply Safe, our sponsor today, thank you for making this podcast possible, for making it possible for us to bring together Stephanie Cadena, who is looking for her son, along with us, Chase Masner, introducing Stephanie to the last person to see Chase alive that we know of. Simply Safe makes home security available and affordable for everybody, not just the rich, not just the elite, not just those living in gated communities, but all of us now can afford home security. Simply Safe, $14 a month. And if you go to simplysafe.com, you get an extra percentage off by putting in code word Nancy. Simply Safe, thank you for sponsoring our podcast today. And now, we introduce Stephanie Cadena to Brad Clement and her search for her son, Chase Masner.
Stephanie, what you've been waiting for. Brad, the last person that, as of right now, we know saw Chase alive. And I know you've got a lot of questions. Hit it.
Well, what was the last thing Chase said to you? When was the last time you talked to him?
Oh, last time I talked to him, I mean, we were just talking about him and Amanda, pretty much. And, you know, it was, the exact words I can't remember. Because, I mean, we were pretty much just having a good time. Like, that was, you know, he'd come over and we were just, you know, again, I pretty much reiterated the fact that he was a lucky guy to have, you know, a wife and two little girls that loved him. And, I mean, that's all I would ever really tell him about that. Like, we never got really into depth of, you know, how they were fighting or what they were fighting over. I think he mainly just wanted to kind of, you know, a break from her. And, you know, that was...
What do you think they were fighting about?
I mean, I think it was about him working and then her not working. And, you know, basically, you know, her... you know, wanting more money or something, and then, you know, he was mad at her because she wasn't working, and, you know, he was working his butt off, like, a Quick Trip all the time, and I think she was about to get a job.
She had just gotten a job.
Right, and, you know, that's really, I mean, the extent of, like, kind of what we talked about with them. I mean, it seemed that, you know, that wasn't... That really wasn't, like, why he wanted to come hang out with me. I think it was more or less just to get away from her, you know, just to kind of have a break from her. But, I mean, whatever he said about, like, going to sleep in the woods and stuff like that, like, I never really believed him, you know. I thought...
Did he actually say that to you?
Yeah, he actually said that, but it was more like he told her that, you know, rather than... It wasn't, like, telling me that, you know, I'm going to go sleep in the woods. He's like, I told her I was going to go sleep in the woods, you know, as... You know, just to kind of...
Had he ever actually done that before?
No.
Okay.
And I mean, that I think he was just telling her that just to kind of get her to, you know...
Shut
to
up.
Scare her, you know, or, you know, try to get her to listen more. And, you know, I never... All the PTSD stuff or the bipolarness, I never saw that in him. Like, he was always really happy around me. And, you know, really cheerful guy. Like, he was fun to be around. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he was a nice guy. Like, that's... why I was, you know, all about helping him out the best I could.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he never seemed like the suicidal type or anything like that. Like, I never saw that part of him at all. And, I mean...
There wasn't that side of him.
Yeah. I mean, he seemed like... I mean, I just remember, like, his ringtone from being over my house that day was the Pharrell song where it's like, I'm happy, you know, his ringtone and everything. And, like, you know, he would, like, you know, dance to it. And,
yeah.
And he was a really happy guy. Like, I...
Always funny.
Yeah. And, like, I never saw this, you know, bipolar, you know, crazy me that Amanda would kind of paint to me about it, you know, from the couple times I talked to her. Like,
well, the 20 years before that I raised him, before he joined the Army, I never saw it either.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I didn't really know him that long, but I never saw that, you know, that dark side of him that people say, or, you know, just from the talk on Facebook and all that. Like, and that's another thing that, you know, just bothered me about this whole thing was that it was, you know, I never saw any of the stuff that, you know, of him, you know, being, you know, crazy to Amanda or whatnot, or the stuff that she says, you know, about them fighting.
What does she say that he did?
I mean, it was just, what does she say? Just, you know, about screaming in front of the kids and stuff like that. And that's pretty much, you know, what she said.
Didn't she say she'd put him out of the car?
Yeah, but they would start arguing about something, and then he would start screaming in front of the kids, and then she would make him get out of the car to stop yelling in front of the girls, pretty much. And, I mean, I guess that's... That night, she dropped him off at that Quick Trip that they were screaming and yelling in front of the kids. But when I picked him up, he was inside the Quick Trip, you know, already kind of, you know, being Chase, funny guy. Like, you know, the picture that it looks like he's, like, really messed up on drugs that you see on Facebook.
like he was just, what were the two drinks that he was holding?
Energy drinks.
Yeah, and he was just messing around, like just being a funny guy, you know. That was Chase, you know. He was, you know, if anything, just, you know, laid back guy that was, you know, a smoker, you know, and just chill. And that's, I was kind of just some of the, you know, I enjoyed being around him. I thought he was a cool guy, you know. And that's
what happened that day. So you pick him up that night, mm-hmm. at Quick Trip, because you got a call to come get him.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you guys go?
Just my house.
And that wasn't very far away.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could walk there from the Quick Trip.
And when you got home to your place, that was like a 4-bedroom something something home.
Mm-hmm.
And you stood up all night putting a computer together.
Mm-hmm.
And what was he doing?
Just, you know, talking. Like, he loved, I mean, he was sitting there talking to me about stuff. And, like, we were just, you know, he wanted to, he asked me about getting some of the, those pain pills, the things or whatnot. And I guess him and Amanda had been, you know, gotten from Alan before. The, what are they, the Roxy contents? Yeah, that's what I was telling you earlier. But, you know, I told him, you know, from my experience with that stuff, that, you know, stuff's the devil. Like, I was in a motorcycle wreck, and I was prescribed those for, like, a long time. And, I mean, it's just like, if you're not taking those, you don't need to take them, don't take them, because that stuff's the devil to get off of. And,
So, he stayed up all night with you, about Amanda and him.
I mean, we didn't really talk about Amanda and him that long.
You know, there's been one theory floating around that Chase had been mad at his mom that night, but he never mentioned that to you?
No.
In fact, did he mention that he had been arguing with Amanda?
Yeah, there was nothing about his mom that he said in any kind of negative way. I mean, there was, I mean, that was, you know, if anything, you know, I mean, I know he loved you and the little girls, like, because he was even saying that, you know, how he would stay, you know, with you and, you know, like, nothing negative, though. Like, there was nothing that he was mad at you about anything at all. Like, I wouldn't say that, you know, that he was mad at you about anything. Like, there's nothing came up that he said, you know, oh, well, my mom, you know, did, you know, whatever. It was only him and Amanda. Like, I mean, that's the only person that he had it out after, you know, with. I mean, for sure. I mean, and that's, you know, it's been, you know, 3 years, but I guarantee you that if he would have said something about, you know, you, I would have remembered it. And, I mean, that's...
So yeah. The day that he goes missing, you get up that morning around 8 a.m. to go deliver the computer to Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
And you come back, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to work in your bedroom where he is, so mm-hmm. you move him to a guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
He's asleep on the bed because he's been up all night talking. And then you go to Publix and Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
You get back around 2, and what happens?
I started cooking. For, you know, because I thought, I was under the impression that Amanda was going to come over, and, you know, he was going to come over, and I was going to be able to kind of talk to him on neutral ground.
Why did you think she was coming?
Because I had talked to her earlier, and, I mean,
you
I just...
You talked to her?
Mm-hmm. I talked to her on the phone. Yeah, I talked to her on text messaging from his phone. So,
see, I thought you told him to call her.
No. Okay. I did tell him to call her, and I thought he did, but that was after I gave him his phone back.
Okay.
You know,
so
and
you
that
called
was,
her, and did she say she had to be at a hearing or something all day?
No. She didn't say anything like that to me.
Did she say she was going to come over?
She never really said that she was going to be there for sure, but that's kind of why I told Chase to call her and just, you know, because I wanted to kind of squash this and just, you know, just kind of...
Get them back together.
Yeah, and just because they seem like, you know, it was
so
just something...
So you actually talked to her and texted with her that day?
Mm-hmm.
From Chase's phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, that's... I was just trying to help, like, and that's all I was ever trying to do was just trying to help, you know. I thought I was helping at that point because... Did you say something?
Did you get the feeling that Chase did not want her to come over?
Yes, I did. And that's kind of, you know, what, you know, was, you know, but I wanted her to come over so that they, you know, I could
stop that. Why do you say that? Why do you say you got that feeling?
Because when I asked him to call her and woke him up, he was just like, oh, man, like, you did that really? Like, you know, why did you do that, Brad? And I was just like, you know, this needs to be done so we can, you know, get past this. And, you know,
I thought, you can leave.
Well, I just thought I was helping at this point. Like, I really thought that, you know, I was actually doing some good, because the first time, you know, they, you know, both of them were like, thanks for talking, you know, to Chase, yada, yada, yada. And so I'm under this impression that I'm actually, you know, helping out, you know, this couple that's got these two little girls and stuff, and doing actually, you know, a good deed. And, you know, if I would have known it was going to end up like this, I would have just, you know, been like, hey guys, I'm sorry, you know, but I, you know, I don't know what else I can do, but just tell you guys that you need to work it out on your own.
I do want to know stuff.
Did you want to know about that Friday when Brad went back over to?
Well, we actually started talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Friday is the day that I reported Chase missing.
Yeah.
And then I just did it out of a motherly instinct. And then I called Amanda and said, I, the sheriff's on his way, because I'm reporting him missing. That was around noon on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the report, and I wanted her to stay with me because I was panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the night that she called you and had you come to her house?
Mm-hmm. But it was probably 8 o'clock before I got over there.
And yeah, she didn't leave till around 6 or 7, but she had to go.
I mean, it was dark outside, and I know, because I had my husky with me. I brought him over there to play with little girls, because I'd always taken him to, like, the Ronald McDonald House and the Shepherd Center and stuff like that.
Sorry, I'm not sure what you said.
So, you took your dog to the Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, I've taken him there before.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And Shepherd's Final?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, why does she call you after Chase goes missing?
I mean, I thought she just, you know, she was like, can you bring me some pot? Like, I thought she just kind of wanted to talk and smoke. And, you know, I kind of wanted to kind of go see what was going on with all this, if he was really missing, and just, you know, like, because at this point, I had no clue what was going on, like, you know. And so I just went over there and talked to her. And, you know, she seemed kind of, like, not so frantic that he was missing, though. Like, that she, you know, that wasn't really what she was worried about, it seemed like. That she was more worried about getting in trouble for something. Like the pot that they had growing or something. Like, it just seemed like her, I guess her morals were off on it. I mean, just that
did there she was, even mention, where is he, what happened?
I mean, she asked, like, do you know, if he was really suicidal, or, you know, it's like, why would she ask me this when she knew him better than I did? Like, and she knew what
and
he was like leaving.
Is that the first time anybody said suicide was her?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she asked me, you know, how did, you know, what kind of mood was he in? And I was like, man, he was happy. Like, he seemed like, you know, he was his good old self. Like, didn't seem like the guy that would run off and hide in the woods or something like that, you know? I was never under any kind of impression that, that he was going to do that.
What else did she say while you were over there? Did she get high?
Yeah. She scraped the grinder that I brought over, you know, I pretty much just played with the dog and let him play with the little girls and the other, I guess they had another dog over there, and, you know, just playing with my dog, really, and, like, I felt bad for the little girls, like, just, you know, because Amanda just didn't really seem like she was focused on much, kind of just, you know, was just, didn't seem like somebody that lost her husband. Or, like, knew that he was, you know, gone.
Did Sydney, the oldest girl, realize anything at that time?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
So she was smoking in front of her kids?
Yeah. I mean, the kids were, like, inside. I mean, she wasn't, like, sitting there, like, you know, we were on the back porch. And then, I mean, she was just, you know, because I had, like, a little grinder that my roommate had that had, like, the resin stuff in it that you can, like, scrape out. I mean, that's all I even had because I wasn't even smoking at that point. And, you know, it was, I wasn't over there too long either, you know. Really, it's like I brought her the pot. We talked for 10 minutes.
Do you think she was upset that Stephanie called police?
I mean, she didn't really say, like, you know, anything about Chase's mom. Like, she didn't really bring anything about that up, like, that I can remember.
Why would anybody have thought Chase was suicidal?
I never said it. I never said that.
Did you go under the premise that Amanda had come and picked him up from your house while you were at Lowe's?
I always thought she picked him up when I was either like right where I was at Publix or right when I got back. Like, because when I went upstairs to go get him, I mean, I was like, I ran up there because I had set the backyard on fire, and I was like, man, did you, you know, I just remember I was kind of like really, you know, like had a lot of energy because I just put out this big fire in my backyard. And that's when I realized he wasn't there. And then I, you know, the roofers, because they had just come inside because I had to get them off the roof because it was so smoky. And, you know, I asked them, I was like, did y'all see my buddy leave? And, you know, they were like, you know, who, you know, didn't, like, nobody was there, like, type deal. And, you know, the three Hispanic guys didn't really speak English. So, you know, I just kind of, you know.
Talked to the one.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was always under the impression that they thought that they saw him leave just because they were up there on the roof. And, you know, I was coming and going. And, you know.
But they didn't.
I guess not. I mean, I always thought they did.
But there was a voicemail. Wasn't there a voicemail where you left Chase a voicemail on his phone? Hey, man, where did you go? Something like that. Wasn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I was, like, calling him, you know, trying to, you know, figure out, you know. But yeah, that's what he always did. He always left, you know, and just wouldn't return my calls, like, for a couple of days. And then would be like, yo, man, I'm all right. You know, I'm doing such and such. Or I left with Amanda. And because that was the first time I talked to him, that's the same thing he did. Like, he just left, you know, and didn't even tell me he was leaving. And, you know, Amanda would just show up all of a sudden. And I think she'd be like, hey, I'm here. Come on, let's go. And that was that.
But in the voicemail, didn't you say, hey man, the roofers saw you leave, where'd you go? Something like that?
I mean, I don't know. I was probably just saying that just so he'd come back. Like, I mean, because I just wanted him. I bought all this food, too. And I had, like, you know, just a bunch of it went to waste. And I wanted him to come back just to kind of, you know, eat some food and kind of squash the whole thing with him and Amanda. Like, I really wanted to, like, I really thought I was helping at this point. So I really wanted to talk to him, like, both, you know, and kind of. Just like I said, I mean, at this point, I thought I was helping out, you know, and you know, I guess, you know, they had their own agenda or whatnot. I mean,
when you went over there mm-hmm. to see her that night after she called you and wanted you to come over,
mm-hmm.
did you ever say, well, didn't you pick him up?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing I told her when
What'd she
called
say?
Me the first time. She's like, no, I didn't pick him up, like, and then that was that, like. You know, and then we would talk about something else. It was just like that was the big thing, was that she just never seemed that worried. Like, she never seemed like she didn't know where he was. Like, that it was, you know, she was more wanting to get stoned or just kind of wanting to, you know, I guess just, you know, get on with her life or something. I don't know. It was just, she never seemed that concerned.
Like, how did her place look? Neat, clean?
I mean, she had like two other roommates. It was like, it was pretty clean. I mean, it didn't seem messy.
She had roommates.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess she had like her sisters. Yeah. And,
I wonder if police ever talked to them.
I don't think so.
Because what was it? Like, they said he was at like the Walgreens or something, or the, not Walgreens, but at the BP off Wade Green or something. Like, the following night?
Yeah, we got a report that he was at, some kind of gas station.
Yeah.
I don't know who reported it, but it was because they were told that Chase wanted to go get some beer, and he didn't have his license, so he asked you to take him to the BP.
Yeah, see, I just would have bought him beer, because I knew he was 21, and it was right there at the Quick Trip. We were talking about that earlier.
Exactly.
And I mean, that was just, yeah, yeah. I mean, they knew he was 21.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, like, it's just, you know, just random stuff like that, you know, it's really kind of
thrown stuff up. How do you respond to what everyone's saying about you on Facebook and social media?
How do I respond? I just, you know, every time I've said anything, it's, you know, been turned around, or, you know, I said this, you know, I'm changing my story. And it's like my story might have changed by like an hour or something, just because I can't remember exactly where I was at this point. But it's been the same the whole time. I mean, and, you know, I just try to stay away from the Facebook.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's...
How many times have you talked to Detective Twiggs?
Oh, I talked to him a bunch, like, right after, you know, anytime he called me, I'd talk to him. And I let him come in my house, search my house, you know. When the dogs came out, I let him walk around. Like, I mean, there's been nothing that I've tried to, like, hold back. You know, any way that I could have helped, I've tried, you know. And I've done everything anybody's asked of me, police-wise, legal-wise, and, you know.
Yeah, today when I showed up at the door, just opened the door and we went in.
I mean...
No preparation, no warning, nothing.
Brandon Duck said that he tripped over what looked like a grave in your backyard, and you said that it was your dog. Is that true?
Do
you
remember that? Yeah, that's a little tiny little stone that says Bandit on it.
Oh, it's a stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was my my ex-girlfriend's dog. So, yeah. But, yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's sad. That's my dog, that's how I have my husky that I have now, actually. But that's like a whole other story, so. But.
And he swears if I hook him up, he'll take a lie detector. And I think he will.
I mean, I will, but it's.
Pass. I do.
I mean.
So, I don't really think he was the last person to see Chase.
I mean, I wish I could tell you more. I really do. I really wish I could tell you where he was.
He had one bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he could have left with that.
A backpack.
Mm-hmm.
A backpack.
He did. He left with it.
The only thing we haven't checked is that guy down the street who we think.
They still live there now.
No, he doesn't. I went back there, but I don't know if police have tried to. Because Chase
I
kept
told
mentioning
police about
that
him.
Night.
I told police about that.
Did
tell police that dude was selling stuff. And that
Chase wanted to go over there.
Right.
That night.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
you even loaned Chase money.
I did.
And this is the thing that strikes me. If you gave him $60,
mm-hmm.
he didn't go leave right then to go get whatever,
mm-hmm.
did he? Because he went
no.
to sleep.
Yeah.
And usually,
like,
you know,
he
somebody
wasn't like,
off the record, somebody that's an addict, who especially.
Go that minute.
Yeah. Especially right. if you're talking about getting some heroin or something. You're gonna,
right.
You don't go to sleep and then go, believe me, I know.
Did he talk to you about heroin?
I mean, I didn't even know he'd use heroin. I was never under
Do
that
you
impression.
Think he did?
I mean, like.
Listen, I've never heard anything about him using heroin.
He said Oxy. He wanted Oxy that night, right?
I never heard anything like that at all before.
And he.
I mean, I was very aware of the pot smoking because he would always say to me, Mom, if you would just try pot and stop drinking wine, you would be so much more healthy. So we would have like a mother-son debate back and forth. It's not something he hid, but he never, ever talked about using hard drugs.
Just tell me, was he
no.
using heroin?
No. I mean, that was one thing that, like, you know.
Did Amanda ever mention to you that he was using heroin?
No. I
did
was never under that impression at all.
Did he ever try to score heroin around you?
No.
Believe me, he would have.
There
I
was
mean,
a rumor that you were Chase's dealer back in high school.
I did not even know him then. I mean, like, I'd known Chase, gosh, maybe a couple months, like, when all this happened. But no, I was never a dealer to people. And
did you know Clint Garrison?
I don't think so. Was that his friend? Or
it was one of his friends, yeah.
What about Devin?
No, don't know any of those
Devin
people.
Devin is who was calling him at night.
Dustin.
Dustin, I'm sorry.
Who is Alan?
Alan was my roommate.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and he's the one that started the whole heroin thing with me because friggin' he was doing the pills with them and, like, would basically hook them up with the Roxy pills.
Who?
Alan.
Alan would
mm-hmm.
hook who up with Roxy?
Amanda and Chase with the Roxy pills. And he had, like, a pain pill, you know, addiction thing going on. And he knew that I had them from when I was in my motorcycle wreck. And, I mean, he would always try to get me to go back to, like, the pain clinics and stuff to go get...
To get him so he could have him.
Yeah, and it's like...
Because you were on him at one time and you had gotten off.
Right. And, I mean, that was, you know, I never, like I said, wish that upon anybody. Opiate addiction is one of the worst things in the world. I mean, that's about killed me when I had to stop taking them. I mean, it was, you know, I was on a lot.
Do you think Chase would have killed himself?
No. No, there's not one part of me at all that thinks he would have done that. Like, I mean, just for his little girl's sake. I mean, I know he loved those little girls. Like, and there's not
no
one part of me.
No kind of suicidal talk.
No.
Okay. I mean, he wasn't even depressed.
Yeah.
He was happy.
He was, the 3 days he was with me, he was happy.
Yeah.
He was loving. He hugged me.
He seemed like, if anything, a man that was bringing him down, and he wanted to get away from her that was bringing him down. Like,
when she called him and she told him to get ready, he did not want to go. He did not want to go. And the closer she got, the more agitated he got. And then they were screaming at each other on the phone, and he was holding the phone out like this because she was screaming so loud. And then when she got there, he was telling her, that maybe it would be best if we wait till tomorrow, something along those lines. And she was in the driveway. She said, "I'm in the effing driveway. What do you want me to do?" So he just threw his phone down and started getting his stuff together.
Is there any reason that makes you think she picked him up that day?
Just because of, the fact that she never came over to my house to look for him there. That is like a big thing for me. And then the way she called, when I talked to her when she called me, and was almost just like, oh, okay, he's not there, just not really caring, just didn't seem like it was that important to her that he was missing. And that's kind of, that's what I was kind of talking about this morning was, why wouldn't she show up at my house and just be like, look, where's Chase? If that was the last place that he was seen and she knew he was there, why wouldn't she just come over there and make sure, that he wasn't there? Like, and
if
when
I
she had been there,
known you, I would have been at your door.
Yeah. And
I didn't
like,
know who you were.
I mean, and she knew there. She knew she'd been in the house a couple times. She knew how to get there. So if she says she doesn't know how to get there, that's BS. Like, she knew how to get to my house. It's not very far from the Queer Trip. And she had been there several times. And, I mean, just for her to call me and tell me to come over to her house, instead of, the last place that he was seen missing and, seriously looking for him, not coming to my house, like, just was kind of a red flag to me. And, that's why I always just thought this was going to just blow over and she would end up, saying, where he was or whatnot. And, I mean, I never imagined it would have gone to this extent of him, not being found or shown up. Like, I just, never realized it would, come to this.
What a day. I feel like a wet wash rag, just limp, after hearing and seeing and experiencing what all Stephanie Cadena has been through, even now, in the search for her son, Chase Masner. Amanda, won't you come forward and talk to us? If not for you, for your daughters. They need to know their dad. They need to know what happened to their dad. For their sake, please help us find Chase. Simply Safe, again, thank you for sponsoring our podcast today. You make home security available for everyone, and it's so easy to install. They've even got a video online for you to see. Go to simplysafe.com/Nancy for additional percentage off. Simply Safe, I'm proud you're our sponsor, and I thank you for what you are making possible for Chase Masner's family. Thank you, Simply Safe. Today, the mystery, the investigation of Chase Masner will be handed over to the Cobb County District Attorney's Cold Case File Division, and I pray to God they find answers. Do you have questions on Chase Masner and the search for him? Join the investigation. Help us find Chase Masner. Join us on Crime Stories. Go to our hotline, 909-49-CRIME. 909-49-CRIME, C-R-I-M-E. Tell us your question or your hunch. What's your theory on finding Chase Masner? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. Goodbye, friend.